Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready to step out of the fog of confusion and into a deeper connection with spirit? Karen Hager's ready to light up your day with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keeps the atmosphere positive and generous. Now here's the host of Out of the Fog, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. And I am glad you're here. Time and distance are no barrier to energy, and that means that no matter when you're listening, no matter how you found us, you are here for a reason. And I hope something you hear in the next hour enlightens you, empowers you, and helps you move forward. When you are in pain, when you're stuck, when you're feeling out of alignment, sometimes it's hard to know exactly what the problem is or where you can turn for help. If you've felt depressed, for example, and had someone tell you to cheer up, get over it, you know how painful it can be to be misunderstood, to feel like you're not being heard. And for people who've experienced traumatic events, the effects of that can color their whole lives. My guest on today's show is Dr. Jerry Ceramelli. He's here to talk about how you can recognize psychological conditions and get help for them. He wants to share some healing tools and ideas that will help you improve your quality of life and increase your self-awareness. I will introduce you to Jerry in just a minute, but first, would you please head over to fogcitypsychic.com and click on everything? The first thing you'll probably notice on the website is an enormous banner for the Energized Living Today Telesummit. Now, I taught there on Monday, and I had, oh my gosh, I had a wonderful time. The one-hour interview that they booked me for stretched to nearly 2 hours. The host was asking me to teach on healing the divine feminine. We took questions from the audience, and oh my gosh, we had a wonderful time. Now, I love giving you things for free. You know that. So here's the deal. When you click on that giant banner, you'll get free access to the Telesummit. My recording, the recording of my piece, will be free to listen to for a few more days. And there's a ton of other great speakers and teachers involved with the program. So click that Energized Living Today banner. That's at KarenHager.com and get free education and enlightenment. And if you've got a deeper interest in healing, in learning to identify and release energetic blocks, I would love to have you check out the Breathe, Love, Live healing class that starts on Monday, November 4th. All the details are right there on the homepage at KarenHager.com. And the last thing is, if you are in Los Angeles, if you can get to Los Angeles, right, ride a bicycle. I don't know, what was that movie where the guy like rode the tractor by the side of the road for 50 days? Get on the tractor and ride by the side of the road to get to Los Angeles. I would love to connect with you live and in person on October 24th. The irrepressible Dr. Michael Lennox and I are hosting an astro-intuitive gallery reading. We're going to combine Michael's astrological wisdom with my intuitive insight to get your questions answered live and in person while we all have a great time in the process. There are details at KarenHager.com. And now, Dr. Jerry Ceramelli obtained his PhD in counseling psychology from Kent State University, did his postdoctoral fellowship in neuropsychological assessment and neurorehabilitation at the University of Hawaii at Manoa, Honolulu. Jerry was the past director of neurorehabilitation at the Mercy Medical Center in Canton, Ohio, and he's currently a consultant and psychologist licensed in the state of Ohio to provide a full range of psychological and neurocognitive services. Jerry, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you, Karen. It's very nice to be here.
Oh, thank you so much for making the time to do this. I'm wondering what those, that's a very impressive list of qualifications there. What drew you to this work? What got you started on this path?
Well, actually, it started, probably about 30 years ago when I was interested in how the mind affected the body by looking at people that did martial arts like Tai Chi and Qigong. I wasn't really interested so much in the martial art aspect of it as much as I was in how they could do different things with their mind to teach their body different kinds of processes, like through relaxation and things that had to do with actually resulting in health benefits to the digestive system, to circulation. They do things that are longevity-oriented. And Tai Chi is, for people who might not have heard of it, is sort of, if you've ever seen people in the parks in China, they do this slow-moving kind of an exercise, and it looks very easy to do, but what they're doing is they're using their mind to lead their body. And another area of it, Tai Chi is a form of what's known as Qigong, which is an ancient Chinese tradition. There are different forms of it. One of them is known as medical Qigong. And again, the mind is used to lead the body, and it can help you through all kinds of different psychological blocks and physical illnesses, because the mind and the body do have this sort of resonating back and forth, and they affect each other. And through that, from doing that for a number of years, I decided that I wanted to look at sort of the Western version of it. So I got into psychology, and I became interested in a field in psychology that's known as behavioral medicine, where you look at psychosomatic problems, psycho meaning, you know, the mind, somatic meaning the body. And this thing that could affect the gastrointestinal system, circulatory, like blood pressure, and, you know, all sorts of different things that affect the body through something known as the autonomic nervous system. And from there, I got into neuropsychology because I've always been interested in mind and brain relationships. And in neuropsychology, what you do is you look at basically how damage to the brain or insult to the brain or injury or illness or disease can affect your thinking, can affect your emotion, can affect your behavior. So that became an area that I specialized in. And I still provide a full range of clinical psychological services as well. That's sort of the overview.
Mm. And if the mind is leading the body, when the mind is not in balance, the body's out of balance?
Absolutely. And it's a recursive loop. You know, that it's a feedback loop. The body could affect the mind as well. I mean, it's always going to be one and the other sort of like going back and forth, and it's inextricably linked. Deepak Chopra would always talk about mind-body connections, and I think one of the latest books that he has that maybe listeners would be interested in was written in combination with Rudolf Tanzi, T-A-N-Z-I. It's called Superbrain. And in it, what they talk about is the mind and the brain and the interconnection between the two. Rudolf Tanzi is a professor of neurology at Harvard Medical School. And the book is written in a very easy-to-read conversational style. And if people are interested in this topic, I would suggest it.
Wonderful. The difference between mind and brain may be difficult to explain. How would you characterize that difference?
One, the mind has more to do with concepts. It's abstract. That's what sometimes in neurology they refer to as the brain is the 3-pound universe, while the universe is in the mind. The brain may be 3 pounds, and it may have these different kinds of chemical and physical properties that make it the brain, but where's that difference between mind and brain? It has to do with your perception. It has to do with thoughts. That sentient being that you are, you know, there's a connection. One makes the other. How does that happen? It happens through thoughts. You know, when I studied with a neurophysiologist And actually, there was another teacher. His name was Elmer Green, who was at the Menninger Foundation in Topeka, Kansas. And he was responsible for the Voluntary Controls Clinic. And in that clinic, what they looked at was how you can use your mind to change your body. And he says, where is mind and brain? For him, the mind was in the limbic system, the emotional brain, you know, because people have a lot of anxieties and a lot of other problems that led to depression and so on. And he's like, well, where does that mental picture and the limbic brain become physical? Where does the mind become the brain? And basically what he would tell you is through the hypothesis, or in other words, the hypothalamus, which goes into the pituitary gland. That makes chemical changes in your body. And if you, say, worry a lot, that worry that's in your mind can then physically affect your brain by making these biochemical changes, and that could make somebody that has, for example, ulcers. That's where you start churning more hydrochloric acid that causes more and more ulcers, because your mind and that worry changed sort of the set point, so to speak, the thermostat.
This is great stuff, Jerry. We're going right into the break. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Dr. Jerry Saramelli. We'll be right back after this.
There's not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Well, Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is Dr. Jerry Ceramelli. We're talking about how what we hold in our minds can affect our bodies. We're talking about how you can identify and get help for psychological conditions. And Jerry, just as we were going into the break, you were talking about how people who carry a lot of worry, for example, that translates into the bodies. It may translate as ulcers. It can come into the body in a lot of different ways. And I'm wondering, you've worked with thousands of people now over the years, all different walks of life. What are some of the most common issues that patients bring to you?
Well, usually, the two most common presenting problems to any mental health clinic or individual that practices in the field of psychology is usually generally anxiety or depression. And there are many different forms of anxiety disorders. There are many different forms of depressive disorders. And there's bipolar disorder, which affects a lot of people as well. That could be more of a biochemical aspect of what's going on. But, you know, in terms of looking at it overall, so that people can get an idea theory-wise of what's going on. There's a big fancy word that can be broken down easily. It's still best explains those anxious and depressive symptoms. It's called the biopsychosocial model. When you want to look at a theory, bio means there's biological things that happen in terms of your body, your predispositions your body has. Psycho, meaning the way your mind deals with this. And social means basically your environment, how it acts on you. People have a lot of problems with money now. Things are going on in terms of the economy with jobs. That causes stress in the body and makes it difficult for you sometimes to be able to sleep. You may ruminate about problems because you feel like things are beyond your control. And whenever you get into the sort of what would happen if mode, that leads more into anxiety. Whenever you think about what would happen if, and it gets to a point where it really starts to interfere with your daily functioning, you want to start looking at, you know, is this anxiety now interfering with my daily functioning to the point where I need to actually go in and get some help? On the depressive side, what you may find is that sometimes those stressors can cause you to feel like you just don't have energy anymore. You can be overwhelmed to the point where you're not only feeling sad, but sometimes people might feel irritable. You know, depression isn't always sad, but sometimes people get an irritability or a short-temperedness. They notice that their attention and concentration starts to get bad. They'll start to complain about their memory. And anxiety and depression both cause memory problems. With depression, the memory problems tend to be more as a result of just not having the mental energy to focus on what you need to do. And that lack of attention concentration makes it difficult for you to be able to hold those concepts that you need to do your everyday work. And learning and memory are very closely related. You can't have learning without memory. So if you're not attending to it, it's not getting in. You can't encode the information. So sure, you're going to have a memory problem. It's not really your memory. It's your attention concentration because you're so tired, you're so lethargic, and so on. With anxiety, what commonly happens is you put out a stress hormone called cortisol. And cortisol is a small enough molecule that it can pass through the blood-brain barrier into the brain. The blood-brain barrier protects the brain from different kinds of molecules from the body that aren't supposed to be there. But cortisol is small enough that it can get through the blood-brain barrier. And that can cause havoc over time, such as what we call in neuropsychology brain fog. Brain fog is sort of like you're putting out so much stress hormone that it does biochemically change the brain, and it does psychologically change your ability to be able to remember, because when you're anxious, you don't attend and concentrate again. So that's a little bit of a different approach to lack of attention concentration than what I just explained with depression. But both of them could affect your memory. It could also affect the speed with which you process information. Your brain's just like a computer. So in neuropsychology, we actually have tests where we'll look at your speed of information processing, and that tells, you know, certain things about how it's affecting your overall cognitive, which is a fancy word for thinking, abilities. And these are common problems that people have when they come in with complaints about anxiety and depression, not to mention physical problems. People with depression, as the literature has shown over and over again, tend to be more susceptible to colds and flus, or don't get over those kinds of things as fast, because it affects your immune system. And with anxiety, it also can, because what you do is you're sort of, it's like running around town in first gear. For those people that remember when you shift gears from first to second to third to fourth gear, well, you do that for a reason. And if you just use one gear, you can burn it out. And that's what we want to do, is we want to avoid you burning out those gears, so to speak, in a psychological sense, and to save your body.
When you're working with someone who has been in a depressive state, has been in an anxious, putting out that cortisol, is putting out that stress hormone, or on the other end of the scale, when you're working with them, is it possible to reverse or change the damage that has been done when the brain has been altered because of this?
Absolutely. The body is very life-oriented. And when we get our mind out of the way, so to speak, the body will heal. It has a phenomenal ability to heal. So none of the things that I've talked about have to be lifelong. And one way to change these things is by changing your perception. And that's what psychotherapy is about, changing your perception. With anxiety disorders and also with depressive disorders, there are many different varieties of psychotherapy that are out there. One of the most useful for cognitive behavioral problems, such as how I'm thinking and how I'm responding to it in terms of anxiety or depression, would be therapies that I've just described of a cognitive behavioral nature. Cognitive meaning the way I think, behaving is the other part of it. So what you'll do is you might look at the way a certain event makes you feel, and what you don't realize, because your mind works so fast, is that there's something that you're telling yourself. And what you're telling yourself is what's making you feel that way. Problem is, you may be telling yourself something that's true, but you also may say something that isn't really true. And, you know, what would be an example of that? Like, you may think, well, geez, because such and such happened, I'm no good. And I'm no good, that makes me feel depressed, or that makes me feel angry. When in fact, when you peel back the layers of the onion skin, so to speak, and you actually look at that stuck point, that problematic thinking point, you find out that that really isn't the case, that there are many things that the person is good at, but they're not really looking at it because they're, say, too depressed to be able to look at it. It's sort of like you have a horse with blinders on. With depression, you're able to see the bad things, and you sort of let the good things go. And what therapy does is it sort of takes those blinders off to be able to help you to see that there are also many positive things that you're just not paying attention to, and those are equally true. And it's funny how the brain works. You know, there was research that's been done many times over where psychologists have found that about 70% of our thoughts tend to be more negative than positive. And it's funny. Why is that? Why do we sort of default that way? That sets us up for these things. So what we need to do is use our mind in a positive way and realize that there are definitely avenues out of the problem that you have, if you start looking in a more optimistic way. You use your mind again to lead your body, and if you can't do it, you can have somebody help you to do that in the form of psychotherapy so that you can put it in proper perspective, because things get blown out of proportion. They're called cognitive distortions. Again, fancy word for thinking distortions, like jumping to conclusions or overgeneralizing or not having all of the information that you need before you make a decision, and being very hard on yourself, which people with depression tend to do. So those are just some examples for you.
And that shifting of the mindset, shifting of the perspective, is very different from when I'm depressed and someone says, oh, cheer up.
It's very different than, oh, snap out of it. You're talking about something the person can actually do, a small shift that creates over time a bigger result.
Absolutely. That's absolutely the case. And it's hard for you to be able to, in a sense, what you're talking about, people say, pull yourself up by the bootstraps. Well, if you're able to do that, you wouldn't need to talk with somebody. So sometimes getting a different perspective is all you need. And, you know, if it affects your body, all the more reason to go in and do something about it. Because many times what happens is that I'll ask about sleep. There are something that are referred to as signs of depression, neurovegetative signs of depression. Sleep. You also look at appetite. You look at a person's energy, and you look at their libido, their sex drive. Those are sort of the four neurovegetative signs of depression. If you can't sleep, if you're eating too much or not enough, if you just don't have any energy and you're running out of gas by, say, 1 o'clock in the afternoon when you used to be able to go all day, or it's like, geez, I can't even get out of bed in the morning. I have such low energy. And it's like, I don't really have any interest. My sex drive isn't there. I don't have any interest anymore. Those things are usually indicators of depression, but they can also occur with people who have anxiety. And while I'm on that topic, what research has shown now is that you don't really look at them so much differently, especially in psychopharmacology, which is medication that's provided. It used to be they had drugs for anxiety, and then there were drugs for depression. And then the second generation of research found, well, there's sort of like an overlap between depression and anxiety, and sometimes one helps with the other when you look at medications. And what the third generation of psychopharmacology research looks at is now, you know what, they're sort of flip sides of the same coin. People with depression also have anxious symptoms and vice versa, and that's why things like they're referred to as SSRI, serotonin selective reuptake inhibitors, they not only help with depression, but they could also be given for anxious symptoms as well.
Wonderful. Let's stop right here and take a break, Jerry. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Dr. Jerry Ceramelli. We will continue this conversation right after this.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought. Because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Chrissy in the studio is keeping me dancing in my chair, as I always am during this show. My guest is Dr. Jerry Ceramelli. We are talking about depression, about anxiety, about the link between our mind and our brain, how our thoughts affect our bodies. And Jerry, welcome back. We were talking just as we were going into the break about depression and anxiety. Instead of now being viewed as completely separate things, there's an idea now that there's a connection, that there's some overlap. And you were starting to say that that's especially seen in some of the medication that's being given.
Yeah, what we're looking at now is how one medication that used to be just for depression actually can help activate people that have depressive symptoms, but it could also help with some of the anxiety symptoms. And it depends. You look at different connections and neurotransmitters, like there's serotonergic and there's noradrenergic. There's many different kinds of ones that work on dopamine and so on and so forth. But the whole idea is what they're finding through brain research is that, they can be used interchangeably depending on the situation. That's why you want a qualified a medication provider to sit down and do a consult with them, because with anxiety and depression, what the psychotherapy literature has shown time and again is that psychotherapy works very well. And it has a lasting effect when it works positively with someone. Sometimes people that don't have time or don't want to get into the psychotherapeutic aspect of it opt out for medications. And there are medications that can help with depressive and with anxious symptoms. I don't want you to feel as though you're like a chemistry set, though, because literature has also shown that with mild cases to moderate cases of depression, one thing that works just about as well as medication is exercise. And the reason is that when you do exercise, and it doesn't have to be hard, you can get on a treadmill and go, 3 miles an hour, whatever works for you, whatever your level is, 2.8 miles an hour, whatever, or just get out and walk down the street and just go for a walk, because what it does is it helps the brain to generate neurotransmitters. Exercise has been shown to help improve mood time and again. So those are things that are within your control. Also, making sure you get enough sleep. When I told you before the last break about the signs of depression and sleep, if people have problems being able to go to sleep because their mind's racing and racing and racing, that tends to be more indicative of anxiety, as opposed to people who are able to go to sleep. But then I'm sure there are people in the audience that are listening now that say, that fits me, where they wake up at 2 or 3 in the morning, and even though they're dead tired, they're like, I can't go back to sleep. It's referred to as early morning awakenings or terminal insomnia. That's a depressive sign quite often. Now, there can always be differences. And, sometimes people who are ruminating, thinking about things, negative stuff all the time, who are depressed, they may have trouble going to sleep too. But those are sometimes referred to as agitated depressions or anxious depressions. So you see how the two can overlap.
Yeah. And because our thoughts affect our bodies, you know, I get to talk with a lot of people who are experiencing depression, and their physical bodies change. Their bodies get bigger. Their bodies are slower. They have a more difficult time navigating physically through life.
Yeah, I mean, that could actually happen. Not only does your mind slow, sometimes your body can slow, and it's more of a metabolic kind of a process. Sure, that can happen. Absolutely. A more of the biological correlates or reasons for depression that would fit into. Sometimes medications can also do that. You know, there are side effects to medications. That's why a lot of times people don't want to take medication. And the medication provider usually gives a good overview of what they could expect in terms of the lessening of depressive symptoms, but what the side effects can be. And with some medications, weight gain is, a side effect. As far as the overall slowing of the body goes, when the mind slows and the body slows and metabolism slows, that makes it difficult for people to sort of get up out from under that vicious cycle. And again, you need something to break that. So there are behavioral things that are done in therapy to help people to get out, to get them socially active again. And it doesn't have to be anything major. The idea is you want to start slowly and you want to build up. And the cognitive behavioral aspect is very good because we can talk about
it. And it sounds like we've lost Dr. Jerry Saramelli. Let's go to a break. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and we'll be right back after this.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive Talk Radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Chrissy keeps me dancing, even when it sounds like we're having some audio problems. Live radio is a wonderful improvisational thing, isn't it? And I appreciate your patience. We're back with Dr. Jerry Ceramelli. He is a psychologist with many years of experience. We're talking about identifying and seeking help for different psychological conditions and the link between the mind and the body, the way that our thoughts, what we hold in our mind, affect our body. And just as we were coming up and we lost connection there for just a few minutes, Jerry, you were talking about the ways in which depression physically changes the body and some ways that we can help lift our do things and help lift ourselves out of that. When you are connecting with people who have experienced trauma, who are experiencing things that have been emotional trauma, that could be the loss of a loved one, it could be the loss of a job, how does that kind of holding that kind of energy, having that kind of experience, affect them not just psychologically but physically as well?
Oh, in many different ways. It'll affect sleep. It'll affect your appetite. It'll affect different physiological processes. Sometimes when people even have other existing problems like pain, it can increase pain problems. It can increase anything because, it's again, it's that connection and that feeling of lost control that has that negative impact on people. And what I'd like people to know is that when you get through that charged affect just means a lot of the emotion that they hold as a result of the trauma. The hallmark of things like post-traumatic stress, for example, if there was someone who might have been raped or someone who might have had gone through a horrible experience in a car accident or saw someone die in some other instance, and they hold that in, but they never really deal with it, they tend to avoid things. That's the hallmark of post-traumatic stress, is avoidance. So what you want to do is, in a comfortable, safe environment, have the person process that emotion through. And as you process it, rather than avoiding it, every time it comes up, you either avoid it or you have a nightmare about it, or you don't want to basically face it because it's so aversive, it's so noxious that it keeps you stuck. But when you actually move through to the other side by processing the emotions, then you can look at that event and not feel the same way about it. It'll be there, but you won't feel it the way you did before, and you will not have any need to avoid anymore. Now, I'll tell you an interesting thing the listeners could do as sort of a general gauge of how you're doing now and how you'll do in the future in terms of this mind-body connection. And it's something that Deepak Chopra had said one time, and I found it very interesting. I never forgot it, and I'm sort of paraphrasing it. But he said, think about how you used to be. In other words, sort of do an inventory on what your thoughts were like in your youth. He goes, you want to know what you used to think like and what your thinking patterns were like, check what your body is like today in terms of illnesses, whether they're psychological or physical. And that tells you about how your unconscious mind and how these different patterns and sort of programs that we run affect us in the here and now. And he says, and furthermore, you want to know what your body is going to be like in the future, check what your thoughts are like today. So you could have problems up to today. but you could always change them in the future. Nothing's written in stone. And that's what I want to sort of leave people with, is that understanding that there's always hope. And no matter how hopeless you think it is, it's not, because your mind leads your body. It always will. If you get out of its way and allow yourself to think on a proper program and learn how to do that, if you don't know how, and everybody can, then you can change not just your mind and your feelings of happiness that come along with that, but your body as well. And those things are consonant with each other. They're consistent with each other. Then you start to get that positive kind of a loop rather than a negative one. And the better you feel, the more in control, in the sense, although I don't like to use that word, because it's sort of it's not a proper word to use. You manage your life in a better way is probably the most appropriate way to say it, because that's what you do. We can't control events out there, but you can manage the way you respond to them. And that's what psychotherapy teaches you.
And that beginning to manage your response, it sounds like from what you're saying that this happens in little steps, one thing after another, that it's not a sudden somebody flips a switch and, oh gosh, that doesn't bother me anymore, or that's not an usually issue anymore for me.
Yeah, that usually doesn't happen. You have sometimes sort of what Freud used to call corrective emotional experiences, where boom, you know, something happens like that. But And I'm not saying that those things can happen, but usually it is more of a process where when you become self-aware, that awareness helps you to be able to make changes. And there's a myriad number of things that people can do to help themselves, and not just with anxiety and depression, but any other psychological diagnosis that we might not have covered as well. As long as you keep that positive attitude and you really believe it, and here's the key, is more at an unconscious level. We run programs in our minds, and we're talking about things now at a conscious level, but that isn't a majority of what we do. Some people say it's like 5 to 10% of your brain when you use, you know, positive affirmations and things like that, like I'm getting better and better and so on. That works if it's consistent with what's going on at an unconscious level. But if you're just saying these things and unconsciously you're still thinking, well, I'm no good, or I can't do this, or I'm not sure about that, those are really the things that are going on 95% of the time, and that's what we want to change. You want to start thinking things at almost an unconscious level. You're like, well, how do I do that? Well, that's what therapy's about, and maybe we could talk about that in greater depth at some other time. I just want people to know that when your mind at a conscious level and at an unconscious level is consistent, then that's where you see the lasting change, and that's where you see all the positive things happening. And that can be done easily, but being aware of it is the first key. Some people do it through meditation, and it could be as easy as there are Ayurvedic medicine, the traditional, which is East Asian Indian meditations, where they'll just think of their breath, breathe in and out. It takes just 15 minutes, that's all. And what it does is it calms your mind so that you're not thinking all this surface chatter isn't going on. And when you calm your mind, then all of these unconscious kinds of things start to come up. And over a period of time, they'll start to pop to the surface. And now those are things that you can change. Those are blockages that can be healed once you're aware of them. And when you heal those psychological blockages, those emotional blockages, a lot of times, literally, physical blockages can also be reversed as well. And there is research that shows that that is what happens in terms of Ayurvedic medicine interventions for things like coronary artery disease and you name it. There's all kinds of things that can be used as examples, but that shows you how your mind affects your body.
And part of that shift that happens, I'm a big believer in the breath as reminding us of our divine connection, reminding us of our power to make change. I often say that with every breath, you either affirm the choices that you're making or you can make a new choice. And the key to this maybe is then getting to that place where you are ready to shift your perception, to change your thoughts, even if it's only for a few seconds.
Yes, and the breathing is absolutely essential. Andrew Weil, who is an alternative medicine physician, and he's very popular. And if people wanted to go and take a look at some of the work that he's done, he's a He was a botanist that was trained in medicine at Harvard University, and he has his own institute out in Arizona looking at alternative medicine, and it's for physicians and for nurses and people that are trained in traditional medicine. And one of the things that he talks about in terms of anxiety is not just some of the kinds of things that we're talking about in psychotherapy, but breathing. Breath is essential. And when you look at even ancient traditions like Indian yogin traditions or the Chinese Taoist traditions, breath always essential. And in Western psychotherapy, what he looks at, what he uses is breathing techniques that, again, help to center you, help to calm you, and that can do a lot to help people with anxiety disorders, just breathing itself.
And even for someone who feels completely stuck, completely at the bottom, face down in the middle of their bed, unable to move, we still have access to that breath, to the power of our breath.
Absolutely. And being aware that, you know, my daily functioning is interfered with so much that I'm having trouble being able to do even normal kinds of activities, that's a sign, you know, we're talking about when to seek help. That's when you want to go in and see somebody. Now, everybody has down days. People, you know, getting depressed is not really something that's unusual. We get cycles of it. It's not a matter of depression. It's how severe it is and how long it lasts. If you can't be resilient and come up out of it, then that's when you want to start looking at problems. People can have a depressive episode about something that happened, like about a job or about something that happened in their life or to someone that they know, and it makes them feel down. That happens, but do you come back up out of it? How long does it take? How severe is it? If it's like I have a problem being able now to get back to my baseline, or I can't get back up to baseline, I still feel really down, then that's something that you want to look at, because that's not really a normal reaction to a depressive episode. But people will get those. That's part of sort of a waxing and waning that goes on. Don't worry so much about it, as long as it's something that you come up out of. If it happens all the time, then you want to do something about it, whether it's anxious or depressive, since those are the two things that we tend to be talking about most here today.
Now, I know as we're coming down to the end of our time, I know you said there were, I'm wondering where are some resources for listeners who want to learn more about their psychological conditions, who want to look into this. What can you recommend in terms of things they can search on or places they can go to look and get more information?
Well, the great thing about the internet today, Karen, is that if you get a good search engine like Google, I would want you to just plug in certain terms like anxiety or generalized anxiety or panic or help for panic or, you know, things of that nature. What you'll do is you daisy chain off of that to be able to find things that fit for you rather than me give any one particular site or one particular group. Mm-hmm. I find that like psychotherapy and like psychologists, people tend to gravitate towards those that are like them. And that's a very important thing in psychotherapy, is rapport building. And it's the same thing when you're looking at sites. You may find a site that fits more for you, or more the symptoms that you're talking about or that you have difficulty with. It may be more, some people say, geez, I just feel like I'm losing my mind. Other people say, oh, I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack. You know, it's different. Some people get more psychological symptoms. Some people somaticize. They physicalize it. And when you're looking and doing your searches, you want to hone them more towards those kinds of symptoms. And there's many sites that you can go to that are going to be able to give you help. And then you want to look for things, obviously, that are in your area. If you don't really know and you don't feel comfortable with that, you could always call up your community mental health agency, because they'll have them in every community across the United States. And they can give you help as well.
Jerry, thank you so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate you taking the time and sharing this good information with the listeners. Thank you.
Well, it's my pleasure, Karen. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. That was Dr. Jerry Ceramelli. You can get more information by using some of those search terms that he suggested. And, of course, you can connect with me at KarenHager.com. Thank you so much for listening today. Together, we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show, Out of the Fog, with Karen Hager. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. If you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance, visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive Talk Radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.